Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. Study finds PMS linked to early menopause and vasomotor symptoms. A recent population-based cohort study published in JAMA Network Open found that those with premenstrual disorders or PMDs had a significantly higher risk of experiencing early menopause, that is before the age of 45, and moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats during menopause compared to women without PMDs. The study, which collected data from June 1991 to June 2017, aimed to investigate whether women with PMDs have a higher risk of early menopause and vasomotor symptoms during menopause. Aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code or access the link in the description box below. Inhaled fluticasone fails to speed recovery in mild to moderate COVID-19 cases. In a recent trial published in the NEJM, it was found that the use of inhaled fluticasone furoate, a glucocorticoid, did not significantly shorten the time to recovery or prevent hospitalization or death among outpatients with mild to moderate COVID-19. The researchers aim to evaluate the effectiveness of this treatment in COVID-19 patients and whether it could alleviate symptoms or reduce the need for hospitalization. The trial involved non-hospitalized adults aged 30 or older who exhibited at least two COVID-19 symptoms, with symptom duration not exceeding 7 days before treatment. Participants were randomly assigned to receive inhaled fluticasone furoate at a daily dose of 200 micrograms for 14 days or a placebo. Early convalescent plasma treatment linked to reduced risk of long COVID, shows a study. A recent study conducted on individuals recovering from COVID-19 found that those receiving early treatment with COVID-19 convalescent plasma or CCP has significantly lower odds of developing post-COVID conditions, which is PCC. Post-COVID conditions or PCCs have emerged as a common concern among individuals recovering from SARS-CoV-2 infections. The study involving 882 individuals who had confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infections sought to explore the association between early treatment with COVID-19 convalescent plasma or CCP, cytokine levels, and the development of PCC. The participants were part of a randomized trial comparing CCP treatment to control plasma with available biospecimens and symptom data. Cytokine and chemokine levels were assessed at baseline, day 14, and day 90 using a multiplex sandwich immunoassay. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe and press the bell icon.